What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Support for the Bubba Army Podcast is brought to you by our friends at Manscaped, the leaders in male grooming. Their fourth generation performance package absolutely changed the grooming game, along with their refined body wash to round out your hygiene routine. Join the nearly 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped for their shower time routine by going to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba. Have you smelled Manscaped's refined body wash, fellas? The ladies love their signature scent. You and your boys will be so fresh and so clean when you start off your self-care routine with the ultimate body wash. Keep the grooming game going with the Performance Package 4.0, and inside this package, you'll find the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, weed whacker and nose trimmer, crop preserver and ball deodorant, crop reviver toner, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold all the goodies. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the weed whacker to chop your worst weeds up the top of your nose and ears. Nothing's worse than that nose hair. Again, get 20% off and free shipping with code Bubba at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. Keep your balls trimmed, fresh, and clean with Manscaped. Does Ashley feel it?
No, she feels it.
But is she cool with it?
Of course. She knows you just got to put on face with the...
Yeah, she knows I got to... She knows. She knows I'm a goddamn... I'm a showman.
Exactly. You got to put it on for
Donna. Probably just honestly looks at me and goes, that's a fucking showman right there.
Hell yeah,
the guy walks around. He's just fucking... He's like a modern-day Robin Williams showman. Just funny.
You're the funniest guy I know and the most fun person I've ever met.
Hopefully he doesn't go out like Robin Williams.
Yeah, I'm not.
Jesus.
First of all, I mean, I'd have to get a pretty...
Yeah, you got to get an exterior door.
Yeah, I got to get a pretty...
Pretty sure, strong rope.
Yeah, well, I got to get a pretty stout industrial strength door.
Yeah.
To be able to choke my shit out. Bubba, what happened? Well, I was trying to fucking choke my shit out Robin Williams style, and it broke this fucking door.
The hinge broke.
The whole fucking door frame. I got it. Bubba, the door is completely off the hinges. What happened? Did Blitz kick it in? No, I tried to hang myself on the doorknob.
Didn't work. Neck's too big.
We don't know if we're on or not.
We're on Facebook. YouTube's connecting.
We're on Facebook. YouTube's connecting. By the way, hello,
and we're on BAR.
And we want to let you know, in full disclosure, there we are, live. Let me see how many people are on. I've one lonely people. One person on
your Facebook.
One lonely person on your Facebook. Two. Now three. There you go. And I count for
And one. YouTube should be connecting in a second.
I'll wait for that YouTube Hive spot for us to tell everybody we don't want to be here. It's the
we
after
were having
show.
A lot of fun.
Let me tell you where we have the most fun, when we don't have to entertain you people.
We're signing our signatures.
And we have, it's really too bad that we don't have the money. Hello, Ash. That we don't have the money to have like a fucking camera crew follow us around when we're just being ourselves.
Yeah, but I mean, and I agree, but we wouldn't be exactly the same though.
No, you know? Probably funnier.
Yeah, but
more shocking.
Different.
You know,
well, some of the things that we say, yeah, you probably can't say.
Like my
camera.
NI?
Yeah.
NI. Well, what's an NI? God dang. There's a lot of things.
No, hold on.
Like
we
Nicaragua,
know,
for instance.
No, it's not invited.
Well, that's one of the very many.
That's what we use it for. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. But I could be abbreviating Nicaragua. NI.
Oh.
How is Nicaragua spelled?
NICARAGUA.
There you go. NI, correct?
That's right.
Yes.
Right. So anyway, we were together in the bullpen, and we were signing our signs, and I think people are like way over these fucking signs, but man, I can't keep these things on the shelf. Bubba Army merch, Bubba Army store, BubbaArmyShop.com. We'll get Dan and Jay and Brian over here on Monday, and then those will get out. So I appreciate everybody being patient, because these are the, like, these things are just, I can't even... They're unbelievable. So we were in the bullpen signing them all, the ones that we could, and we were talking about, and I'm going to be fully honest with you, I don't want to be mad at me, but we were talking about how, man, we don't even want to go do a fucking show.
We were just having so much fun entertaining ourselves.
Yeah, right. Like me and Anna were doing a quad off, and Blitz was rubbing on his shoulders, and then I told Lummy, what the fuck? Start rubbing my shoulders, bitch.
And then we created Blubba.
We had some snacks.
We got Blubba. Well, no. What? I mean, hold on. You guys are Blummel.
Yeah, and you're Blubba.
Yeah.
And we're not Blubba. I don't want to fucking be Blubba. I'm not Blubba. We're Say Lubba? You're sorry, I'm Blubba.
Sorry, Blubba. We're Lubba.
No, you can't. No, you can't be second.
Oh, Bummy. Bummy.
We're Bummy. Blummy. Why couldn't we be Blummy?
Okay, be Blummy.
We're Blummy. You're Blummel. We're Blummy.
Fine. Or, so, all right.
So Blummy, who's half of Blummy, he was giving me a nice shoulder rub. A little much.
Sorry. Sean Beck, 1999. I bet you I won.
That's better than he was BFing you on the way back into the studio. You didn't even see that.
And then we were like, man, you know what? I mean, and we don't want to sound unappreciative. We really don't.
We don't want to. Fuck y'all.
We don't want to sound unappreciative because, I mean, you guys are everything. You really are. But I mean, you know, I think one of the things that you guys like about us is that we're just very brutally honest.
Well, we were planning that extra show we want to do one afternoon, though.
Yeah. The potluck. Oh, well, that was another show.
Yeah, the Bubba.
I'll bring the mirrors. We don't need any plates.
Oh, God, no.
So, in full disclosure, we were hanging out just like friends. And
Scout and Big Gulp, 200 stars.
Love them. Lappy Lappy Smiths. And then I'm just like, fuck, I don't even want to do a show. Fuck a show. Shows are overrated. I'm fucking hanging out. I'm in a real good... Then my man, Blitz, kind of my boyfriend. He's my work boyfriend.
All right.
He's kind of my work husband.
All right. You can be your husband. You can be my boyfriend.
Scout and Big Gulp, 200 stars. Twinkle, twinkle.
Twinkle, twinkle. Lappy Lappy. You gotta do a lot.
Lappy Lappy on
you call Sean Beck's out? Yeah.
Hold on. Yeah. Hold on, motherfucker. Okay. You didn't say Hall of Famer.
Scout. Yeah, it's Scout. Well, I'm sorry, because there's only one of them.
Hall of Famer, Scout, and Big...
Hall of Famer, Scout, 200 stars.
No, fuckhead. Big Gulp's a Hall of Famer.
No, but he's saying it was just Scout that was on there. But I think we should, no matter who it is,
yeah,
it's both.
Yeah, it's always.
It takes me off. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I know you are, but fucking get
more. Hall of Famer, Scout, and Big Gulp. 200 stars.
Thank you.
Twinkle, twinkle, twinkle.
So, we're like real honest with you, and that's what you like about us. Like, for instance, Dawn, the girl on Facebook chat, Dawn H., who lives in South Carolina. I know her personally, and she is the coolest bitch ever. When she used to live in Tampa, I hung out with her a few times, and she's my friend, and she's like us. She's I think most of the Bubba Army is a lot like us in that they're cynical and they don't give a fuck and they go against the grain and they like the fact that we do that and we're the only show that really kind of acts that way. And so in saying that, when we were out at the bullpen, I'm like, man, fuck this show. Let's not even do a fucking show. Fuck them. So that's kind of where we are right now.
Yeah.
Well, don't make me look out to be the bad guy, won't you guys? You were saying it. Why do I got to be the bad guy?
Yeah, Otto was your hype girl.
Fuck that.
Otto was your hype girl.
Mm-hmm. Then Blitz goes, hey, listen, we need to do a party like on a Friday where we all come in here gorted out of our fucking mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then Anna's like, yeah, let's do a potluck show. And nothing against Big Red or Creatine or Fildo or Tease or all the or Iggy or Wizzy or everybody that's invited normally to a Bubba 199. But when we do the Bubba, you know...
Yeah, we're going to do a show.
Gorted out of our mind Friday show.
Right.
And nobody's invited.
Right.
The Crick maybe. Hashtag MC.
Merch
Crick.
Yeah,
of course.
She'll be here.
Mm-hmm.
Hall of Famer, Scout, and Big Gulp. 500 stars. Tickle, tickle, tickle. Lappy, 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 lappy.
Now, the stars are on the Facebook, too, are you not?
Yes.
Looks like Facebook might be a little bit more ahead
of the game.
They're
trying to get that stars party rocket.
Oh, they're trying to get that.
Well, we got 20 bucks on the tubes, though.
The gate. Oh, you got 20 bucks on the tubes?
$19.99 and the bitch ain't one from Sean Beck.
Well, okay, you got 19 on the tubes, but I think we're over that on the face.
Yeah.
We're close to having a gay rocket ship.
Rocket ship.
Pride rocket.
Pride rocket.
Sponsored by Hall of Famer, Scout, and Big Gulp.
So I don't really know how long this show. I don't have anything to talk.
Oh, I thought we were going to go extra long and then do an extra show.
Oh, yeah. I forgot to tell you.
Oh, yeah?
I did, in my truck, remember that I washed a towel. Actually, 5 or 6 towels. I did 3 loads of laundry last night. Damn. One was the sheets, one was a load of towels, and one was some T-shirts. And using my special $80 Diva Tyler candle laundry detergent that's available on my Facebook. It's very bougie,
It's
very expensive, but my Lord, even Anna, who
I put it over.
Does not have $78 to buy some bougie ass.
Nope, I do not.
But she was like, oh my God.
I get it.
Hall of Famer, Scouting Big Golf, 500 stars.
And then she asked me when can I start the laundry at your house.
And then Blitz was like, tried to be a dick, but he was like, no, for real. It's pretty good.
Sean Beck, 1999, a bitch
that's,
and
that's
one.
That's what Blitz usually does. He's like, oh, yeah, it's kind of sagging. Oh, but for real, it's pretty cool. God. Sometimes the older you get, the simpler things are like, you know, I was 26.
You appreciate.
Fucking 10 girls a day like I used to. And they'd be like, Bubba, do you care what your towels smell like? I'm like, I don't give a fuck about those towels. Now I care about my towels.
There you go.
And how they smell. Oh, by the way, do you know a little known fact, Anna? I only like white towels. I only like white towels.
Why is that?
I don't know. I only like white towels. And I only like towels that are kind of rough. I don't like, you know how some towels are real smooth and kind of slick?
Yeah.
I like a rougher,
ribbed kind of.
Come here for a second.
Yeah.
So it's weird. I don't like white towels.
Me neither.
Take that towel down there, Anna, and just, I mean, you
Monty like, on it.
Just take it down there. You know it's clean. And now, and realize, like, I don't like soft. I like kind of
a
little bit, yeah. I feel, I can't get as dry with kind of a softer.
Yeah.
I need a more, I don't know what that material is made out of.
I like towels that are, like, thick and fluffy, but not smooth. Like, they have to be washed a couple times to rough them up a little bit.
Yeah.
So I got you on that one.
And I'm going to be honest with you. I get all my towels. I steal one every time I stay in a hotel. Good.
No, I definitely do that.
Time I steal in a hotel, they'll never charge you for one towel.
Right.
Now, though, you start taking more than one towel, they're going to get you.
Yeah.
But if you just take one towel, and so I take a towel, a white, and you know, hotel towels are pretty much all the same.
Yeah, they're close.
And so I have about 12 white hotel towels that I now wash in my Super Diva detergent. And Anna, if you're at my house, you know, and we were blasting and you pulled that towel, well, first of all, our sheets would smell like that too.
Oh, that's nice.
Hello.
Hey, Bubba, what's up? It's Michael Waldner from Naples.
Hello, buddy.
Hey, let's check out my GoFundMe, Michael Waldner. He can see my daughters and let me know if it's okay to bring them to Kevin.
Oh, this guy. This is Mike
already,
from Naples.
Hold on. You don't think I've already not checked him out, buddy?
Oh, you saw the picture, though?
Of course.
Buddy, Blitz is the
Who
most
checked. Who do you think I am?
Blitz is the most checked and out person I know.
Yeah.
I mean, honest to God, sir, can I tell you something? This is how detail-oriented Blitz is. I'll just give you 2 examples. One, we were going to Fort Walton Beach. Before we got there, Blitz had already had how to get to the venue, how to get to the hotel, where the hotel was, how far the venue was from the hotel, what the quickest route was, what an alternative route was, and then what was the quickest way to leave out of the city.
And I already pre-checked in everyone.
And
had everyone's hotel keys ready to go.
So then let me tell you something. The St. Pete Grand Prix. Blitz has already gone down there 2 days in advance, knowing where to get the fucking passes, where to park, all the ins and outs of all the bullshit. That's Blitz to a T.
Yeah.
So you don't think that he didn't know what your barely 18-year-old fucking hot, potentially hot chicks look like? Please. He probably has their fucking social security numbers and their cell phone numbers. He probably has already hacked into their cell phone and look at their fucking kicked out nudes they send to their boyfriends.
Oh gosh, yeah. Well, I get Blitz. You know, I mean, he puts a teaspoon of chemical in his laundry detergent. You know, I get Blitz is he's a madman when it comes to.
All right, Blitz. Is there any way, Blitz, that you could send me a pic of these two barely 18-year-old girls?
They're both of age.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
That's all that matters.
I mean, hey, I mean, I mean, listen, would it be extra creepy but yet ultra pimp for me to be rolling around with a 19-year-old? Yeah.
Extra pimp.
Extra creepy but extra pimp, right? Creepy but extra. Hell, I don't know how you say it. Whoever sent it to me again because it disappeared.
All right, hang on.
So, Mike, we're gonna. I'm gonna put my peeps.
Oh, whoa.
All right, send me a different one.
What the hell?
So I'm going to put my peeps.
You can put it on the screen for all I care.
Well, let's just be careful with all that nonsense. I don't know about that. Hold on here.
Hall of Famer, Scouting Big Gold, $20 cash.
Now, Blitz, it doesn't have a picture of these people.
Yes, it does.
Hold on here. Let me put it over here.
Oh, yeah.
That's it.
It cuts the head off.
Yeah, that's it, though.
Well, that ain't showing shit.
Well, Mike, I think you're a little creepy for just showing your girl's breast and
Mike,
legs.
That's kind of, yeah, I see tits.
Yeah, I see your daughter's titties.
You didn't want to put their faces on there?
Is she smoking a cigar?
One of the pictures of the heads cut off?
Yeah, the main one.
Yeah.
Mike, that's not a good look, a girl smoking a cigar. It's just not a good look, buddy.
I don't...
She's smoking a cigar.
No, I don't think she is.
No, that's her sister's finger.
Yeah, they're like holding hands.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Potentially the one on the right. Mike, we can't see anything except potentially up one of them's skirt, but we can't see nothing.
Yeah, this is weird.
and
some titties on the other.
The one looked like she's got some knot. Now, mind you, we're talking about a girl that's of age, but the one on the right. With the little tank, she's got some nice tits.
good job, Dad.
I'll redo it so their heads are in it.
Fuck. If these girls could be rocking, but they have all pimply face and fucking yellow teeth. I mean, please, Michael.
No.
Hold on, Bubba, I'll send you.
And here's the deal, man. You want to take this fundraiser to the next level. Take the pictures to the next level, buddy.
Hold on, I'll send you the actual picture.
All right, Blitz is going to send me a little looky here.
Let's see.
Looky here.
Let me do this.
Blitz is going to send me a looky here so I can get a better bearing on your girls here, Mike.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hold on, Blitz is
faces.
Uncannily
yeah,
slow today.
I know. Why is that? All right, let me see if this link works for you.
Blitz, this is like almost embarrassing for Blitz-like technology.
Well, I had to show you the ones that I, you know, the ones I have clothes on.
Hold on, don't broadcast it.
Oh dear.
Oh shit.
Yeah, but you click on that and it doesn't.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know why it's so small on your screen.
Can't see anything.
It's like the mobile version or something.
Can you blow it up?
I can't blow it up, Chris.
Blow it up, Chris.
Blow it up, Chris.
I thought you were about to.
Open up in a new window. Sir, I think the one on the left with the tits might be real hot.
They both have tits.
Which one's the hottest, Mike?
You haven't seen their faces?
Yeah, they both look like they got cute faces.
Who cares about
one looks
faces?
Like Jabberjaw a little bit. But the one on the right the one on the right, pretty. I mean, listen, Jabberjaw's cute. So listen,
blind people.
So, Mike, I mean, I wish I could get a better picture of the. Is this Mike right here? Is this who we're talking to?
Yeah, that's Mike.
Mike, you're pretty wiry, man. You're in pretty good shape, buddy.
Yeah, he's wiry.
Yeah, I got abs. I'm muscular. I work. I
got a whole new respect. You look pretty rugged, bud.
I build pools for a living. I'm a foreman.
All right, hold on. I'm trying to.
Oh. You like to repost Jones,
my
huh?
My God, buddy. You like to.
Yeah.
How long have you been trying to shake people down with this family in need GoFundMe, Willie?
Can't.
An embarrassing amount of time.
Trying to find, you know, more pictures and stuff. I like the Bub Army shirt. Oh, there you go. There's Mike. Now, Mike, did he, Blitz, did he bring the daughters to? Is this the daughters here? Got one of them?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just brought one daughter to the pumpkin.
Can you go into his pictures? Maybe they're in there, too.
They're not.
Oh, the worst. Wait, what?
Mike, you good concrete
can
guy?
Can you send me,
Mike?
Can you send me the link?
You gotta do concrete, Mike?
Facebook, so I can stalk myself.
Yeah.
Does Mike know how to do concrete?
Help a family in need, organized by Michael Walder. My name is Michael. I am a single dad of three kids, recently separated to soon be ex. Michael Walder needs your support for his family in need. Mike, what are you going to do with this money, buddy? Just asking for a friend.
Well, basically, I was going to ask Babyface yesterday, but because we're not legally separated, the IRS, we were depending on my income tax check for my rent and everything, and because my ex owes the IRS money, they took that exact amount of money from me.
Yeah, I was due a refund as well, and the IRS stepped in and said, "Not so quick, there, big boy. You got a little bit of a balance over here, kid."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I can't afford a divorce.
$2,900 you thought you're getting, just is going to be down to applied to balance owed.
Mm-hmm.
Get to step in there, big boy. Mike, listen, you know, we'll promote your page and everything, but I mean, it's not going so good, is it, buddy? Might want to switch it up. maybe a better pick of the girls. You know, one that a guy would want to, you know.
Right.
Donate $10
as he's mm-hmm. taking things around the farm.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
He's setting fast time on his penis.
All right. Either way, I love you guys. Thank you.
We love you too, buddy. And yeah. I gotta tell you, he looks like a really good looking Ricker, does he not?
I wish you guys would come down here to Naples.
Now, Mike, is that your three tone truck right there? Like you got, you know, like a fender from one.
Yeah, my 98 2500 Chevy.
Yeah, there you go.
I think it's nice.
Keep that thing running, buddy.
Yeah,
we love you, Mike.
And maybe you can think about doing a jobber royalty party.
Why would we do that?
Yeah, why would I do that?
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe we would I think we give one invitation a year. Like this year, we didn't know when we awarded Trickney Ashley the invitation to BARP.
We got scammed by D-Bubba Light and Trickney Ashley. They scammed us.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, man, she wouldn't have got a ring if she was just a plus one.
Right.
So every year we do give one invitation to, you know, what we feel is a good listener that's in chat every day and participates. And we do that every year. Mike, maybe that'll be you, buddy.
And then,
you know, your plus one has to be the hotter of your two chicks.
We might make an exception, maybe both.
Yeah, you can have a plus two as long as you're... Now, Mike, can I ask a question that, quite frankly, is very uncomfortable for me to ask?
Do they have a gag reflex?
Blitz.
What?
You got a girlfriend, buddy.
No, I was asking for you. You were going to ask the question.
Shut up.
I don't care. Why would I care?
Mike,
why would he care?
Do your girls, like, you know, do they mess around with guys?
Are they lesbians with each other?
My oldest has a boyfriend, and the other one is messing the waters.
Yeah, she's messing.
Testing the waters with women?
Well, now, if you brought him to the party.
With everything.
Mike.
Oh, my God.
Everything.
Mike, if you brought your two hot chicks to the BARP party because you're the winner of the, you know, the pass with plus two parameters because you have two hot chicks that potentially could scissor. Would you allow, like, you know, if they liked one of the, you know, single, like, let's say the one of them wanted to hook up with Scotty Landers, you know, Bubba Army Royalty, four Ring Willie, you know, would you let them? Would you let them, you know? Are they blastable?
They're of age. They can do whatever they want.
That's the answer we're looking for, Mike. You're closer to that party than you ever thought about, buddy. Just telling you that right now. All right, Mike. Listen, go ahead and spray some Marsite on Mrs. McGillicuddy's pool. We probably talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Love you. Later.
Love you, too. Quarter his on the deal.
What do you think the boyfriend looks like? Oh, we need to ask him that next time.
What their boyfriend looks like?
Yeah, the one that has a boyfriend. What does he look like? What's his deal?
You're right, Heather. Scott Landers is a good man.
Great man. Hall of Famer.
Hall of Famer Heather Wiz says that Hall of Famer Scotty Liz is a good guy.
Mm-hmm. Kokomo, Indiana. Stoplight City,
home of the hip hugger. The moment where I got my very first hand job.
Also home of Dave Darlin, the people's champ, number 71.
That's right. Right there. Dave Darlin, the people's champ. Anna, don't fall in love with that towel. Think you're taking it home to be super absorbent on your sniz, because it's not happening.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
I won't get sniz attached.
You won't get too attached?
It's my sniz.
With her sniz.
With your sniz?
Yeah, I won't. Even though it is in my lap.
Now, is your sniz, you know, has, have you put, you as a woman, have you put your sniz on notice that it's fixing to get some action?
I let her know.
You
I gave her like at least a 60-day notice.
You talk to her, hey.
Okay.
There could be a little moray eel running around down here with its mouth wide open.
Just eye wide open.
I don't know if I want you, you know.
She's munching up your towel,
yeah,
bubba.
Yeah, like, can you fold it back to how you had it and maybe return it?
Can we wait till after the show, or do you need it right now? It smells so good, Bubs.
I know, Bubs. Thanks.
I like it. Yeah.
Do people, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, of course.
Sean Beck, 1999, the bitch ain't one.
You know how we were all hanging out, like just being cool as fuck?
Yeah, being boys.
Do they hang out like that at Cox?
We don't run that loose at Cox, but with me and like Johnny and Will, we'd kind of have stuff like that.
Yeah, but I'm saying like you guys were late at night, so there was nobody around. This is like 11 o'clock in the afternoon, midday. It's like,
right. You know, they did not.
I don't think
not that I was ever really around.
I don't think
for
you
it,
can
but...
really be in a, I don't think there's a common. Oh, they have that common little cafeteria area, right, where people kind of gathered around sometimes.
Yeah, but it's hard to, you know, really run loose there too, because you don't know who's watching.
You can't do NI stuff over
there. Oh, absolutely not. Right? No.
Nicaraguan type stuff.
You got to make sure that all doors are closed, maybe even locked.
Hello.
Hey, sorry to bother you. I just didn't know if Tizzy had any idea when he was going to be playing sprint cars or modifieds again soon. I know you said March, but I didn't catch a date really.
You know, I actually just talked to Tyler about that today. We're going to sit down the next couple days and come up with a schedule. Look at who's running where and try to nail that down. So I'll probably have Tyler's racing tentative schedule up in the next, probably next week sometime.
All right, sweet. Thanks, guys.
All right, buddy.
Thanks, Matt.
Bye now. Thanks, Matt. Now, Blitz, do you do that to fuck with him?
No.
All right.
Why would I? Everyone knows who it is. You can tell by his voice.
But
when people call, you automatically know their number. They got it locked into a little database and
I don't. There's no database. There's no nothing. I could just tell by his voice.
Oh, okay. Sorry, buddy.
Yeah, he sounds high.
Mike always sounds high, and then who's not high? And then you got
She's muntying up my motherfucking towel. Mm-hmm. I have to rewash it.
What are you talking about?
My $78 bougie.
I'm wearing pants. I'm not sticking in my
did you
vagina.
Did you really order some of that shit?
I did.
Fuck
it'll be here tomorrow.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Anna, you're not going to tell me. I mean, you know you're going to want him. Blitzy, will you wash this sweatshirt in the special sauce?
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Special smell good, Monty Souls.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, this is not an endorsement. I mean, buy this shit through my link if you could.
David Mutt Blair, 2000.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
1,235 stars.
Well, let's just be honest. I got like 1,600 in my savings. Well, I mean, if $80, it's a lot. It's a lot for laundry detergent. It is.
When it's usually like, what, $5-6?
No. Like laundry detergent of a gallon? It's normally like 20
to 30.
You got a
gallon?
No. I got 132 ounces. Is that a gallon?
128 ounces is 1 gallon.
All right, a gallon.
So it's usually like what, like $9-10?
No, it's not. It's like 30.
Yeah, what do you
Yeah, it's
what?
About 20.
What garbage are you buying?
I buy the Great Value from Walmart.
Even that's probably 15.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't spend more than 12.
I'm that guy.
See, I usually...
I'm the Gain guy. I get the Gain.
Well, no, Gain's decent, but I usually use Persil, but it's like $30 for a gallon.
Oh, yeah, 20, I don't buy 25, 30 gallons of stuff like that.
Well, I just bought $80.
but I mean, Blitz.
Yeah?
You can drive a Ford Focus that's worth $7,500.
Or you can drive a beat-down old-ass BMW.
True.
There you go.
Or you can rent... a motherfucking badass Chevy, you know?
Yeah, I had to turn it in.
Costs a little bit more.
I had to turn it in because they're like really expensive this next couple weeks.
Look at this one. Right here. This is what I usually buy.
Arm & Hammer?
The Arm & Hammer OxyClean, $8.
For how much?
And how? For, this is at 122 ounces.
For $8?
I told you. Wow. $8.19. Fuck.
Wow.
I know cheap.
Why?
Because I'm a Jew-ish person.
Nice save. Hello.
Hey, what's up, Bubba? Just wanted to, real quick.
Blitz, you can see what I got in my hopper. I got some anti-wrinkle cream.
Mm-hmm.
I got some pomade. I got some cashews and some brake cleaners.
Ooh, Jumbos.
And then another engine car stand. That's what I'm saving up for.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But you've already bought cashews, right?
No, I haven't bought them yet.
Oh, okay. Because earlier you told me I already bought them. I'll be here tomorrow.
Well, no.
What do you mean
buying
them?
I'm waiting for my fetch. $50 Amazon gift card to get processed.
Oh, okay.
Then I'm going to buy this. This is all in the hopper.
Gotcha.
This is in the hopper.
Okay, right? Okay. I thought when you said you'd bought them and they'll be here tomorrow, that you'd actually bought them and they'll be here tomorrow.
They're in the
but
shopping
in
cart.
Fact, when you said I bought them, they'll be here tomorrow, you haven't even bought them yet.
I thought maybe my... Can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
I thought my coupon would have been processed by the end of the show and I already have
oh,
my...
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay. Gotcha.
But look at the Gain's 22, the Tide, the Gain's 22.
Yeah, that's about what I spent, like 25,
that's
30
That's
200 bucks.
Fluid ounces, though. That's
oh, okay,
a lot.
Okay, maybe that's what I get, because yeah, I get the spout deal.
Yeah, what do you got for me, sir?
Oh, yeah, they pulled the Russian Federation or whatever from being able to compete in Grand Prix, and I think they've done it also for multiple other things like FIFA and all that, but you guys already talked about that. I just figured I'd throw that out there because you guys are all into the racing and whatnot. But
we're talking about laundry detergent right now.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah,
What kind of laundry detergent do you use?
I just bought some real high dollar shit, and everybody's raving about it. It is $79, but I'll tell you one thing, man. It's the shit. Go to my Facebook and you'll see the link. It's real bougie shit.
So here's what I'm a little worried about. I actually use the Arm & Hammer one. My girlfriend got me into that. We get like the big old jug
cheap
that's got
bitch.
The little spout on the side.
Yeah.
And it smells real good. And she's like a laundry savant, man. She gets all the little extra little stuff to add in there. I'm a little bit scared to show her about this because she already has an issue. I mean, I got Amazon packages coming to my door every single day.
We all
day.
Do. Every one of us Americans have Amazon packages coming every day because we're like, listen. Why the fuck do I want to go down to the store, Blitz, and go down and buy a 3-pack of these planners when I can have them here tomorrow?
I just sent you what I use normally.
All right,
Bubba.
Send it back to me.
But I might try that out, man. I might tell her about it that I heard it today, and you gotta tell her.
Listen, honey, it's real bougie shit. Like it's real bougie, expensive shit. But Bubba is flipped the fuck out about it.
Hey, and who's to say we can't buy it and maybe only use it for, like, maybe our bed sheets?
Right,
or
that's
towels,
what I... Listen, I'm not
like
going to fucking just run...
And then use the cheap stuff for the other stuff.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm only going to use certain shit I'm going to wash with the bougie shit. I'm using the Arm & Hammer fucking Gain Kicker with a Purcell Jones deal.
Are you walking it down from Tyler?
And, I'll let y'all go, but I have to say, man, Bubba, man, you're tuned in, bro. You're looking sharp.
I am. I'm good
like,
as
no, well. No homo, dude.
Yeah. The chicks are really starting to circle.
No Momo.
The chicks are really starting to circle the wagons too.
Are they?
I'm getting a lot of activity lately. Hello.
Yo, Bubba.
Yeah.
It's Alan.
Of course it is, because you never have the phone up, so every time you answer, it's.
He's so busy making so much money.
Hey, listen, you should be the first motherfucker to be jumping on this bougie laundry detergent.
Oh, he will, because it doesn't go in our pocket. So he clicked his own link. He clicked his own link.
Click my link. I get like literally 18 cents.
Too cheap to click our link. Had to do his own. He searched for it.
This is what you get, Blitz, the Persil.
Yes,
Pro Clean Original.
Yep.
Now, do you buy like the additive phosphate Jones kicker?
I do.
Mm-hmm. Where do you get the phosphate at? The dark web?
eBay or Amazon. Amazon doesn't really sell it much, but eBay.
So, Alan, what do you got for me? You got good news that you got Bella in?
Well, we're working on it. Steve was having her take air or something. But, hey, Blitz, with your Beamer, does that thing suck oil?
They all do.
Yeah. What are you doing with the Mercedes you got, Bubba? How often do you have to put oil in that?
Well, he doesn't know he's ever driven it.
I've only driven it a couple times, and it's at the shop right now getting fixed, and Blitz getting full-blown fucking Cat 5 Willys on the back, so.
Yeah, and what'd that guy say about it?
He said, you're going to hate me. Don't drive it from here to Ocala because you'll be deaf, and you'll hate me.
And Bubba said, do it anyway.
I said, motherfucker, you couldn't do it fast enough.
So Blitz, I'm having to put like 2 to 3 quarts of oil in this thing. There's nothing on my garage floor every like 1,200 miles. Is that normal?
No. What do you have?
Now, hold on. There's nothing. There's no. You don't have a leak?
No, BMWs burn oil anyway, but that's a lot. What do you have?
Oh, yeah, like every 1,200 miles. So she's got the X5, the twin turbo V8. And
the 4.4 liter?
Yeah.
Hey, Blitz, you need to send me a list of the rings you need manufactured because Orit said she's ready to go.
Okay.
By maybe tomorrow.
Okay.
If you could just, I think I only have 2.
All right.
So, I'm sorry, Alan. One way, motherfucker.
No, yeah, so it's ripping through oil in this thing.
Blitz, yeah, because you probably, here's my guess, your valve seals might be going bad.
And so they're just burning up in the combustion chamber?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're not leaking, it's just they're just getting, now do you see an excessive amount of smoke out the exhaust?
No, I mean, it's just loud when you start it in the morning, but that's
I mean, you're so fucking rich, you should be able to have a brand new one for her.
Well, she doesn't want the new one.
Mm. Yeah, well, if it's a 4.4 liter and that's what it is, it's an engine rebuild, and those are expensive as fuck.
Yeah, it takes like 10 quarts in this thing.
Yeah, most higher performance engines take 8 to 12
quarts. BMWs, you know, for burning oil anyway, but if it's a lot and you got the valve seal issue, which is common on the 4.4 liter, it's an engine out rebuild, and those are not cheap. So,
engine out rebuild.
Sell that some bitch before it blows up.
Yeah.
Hey, Bubba, did you get into Dexter?
Yeah, I'm into Dexter. I have not watched the new Dexter. Is it good?
I don't know. I'm not going to spoil it.
No. I mean, just tell me whether you think it's, you know, obviously I'm very familiar with the old Dexter and how he ended. And then the new one was, you know, he's back. Does it stack up against the old Dexter? You don't have to give me any giveaways, but is it even nearly as good as the old one or no? Is it shitty?
No, I think it's good, especially if you like Banshee. I feel like we like the same kind of shows in Ozark, but it's definitely over at this point when this one's done.
How many episodes of this is there?
10.
10. So, and is it on Netflix?
No, it's Showtime. All right. You can binge them all.
All right, so 10 on Showtime, and you're saying that there's no wiggle room for there to be something after this?
I don't think so. No, they bring the kid back. And I don't know if that gives too much away. Harrison comes back.
Yeah. I always thought what was his sister?
That was she's dead.
Did she die in?
She died at the end of the regular run.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Is that you, Lemmy?
Yeah, this is Lemmy's favorite caller.
I mean, why do you hate Alan so much? He's a great guy.
Because he's a one-way motherfucker.
One-way. He's always trying to ruin fucking Dexter.
And his phone calls are boring as fuck.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's pretty
the
slow.
Voice of the people,
I mean,
are
Alan,
calling.
You probably are the richest guy that really doesn't do much for us. I mean, just being honest. I mean, I'm just saying.
Hill this week to watch the golf. I'm busy. Let me pick up my phone. I'm too
busy. There's one thing you got to get done. If there's that one thing, if you get the Bella deal done, you will never be ever fucked with again on anything as far as contributing to this show. That would be the ultimate contribution, my friend.
And we are working on it right now.
All right, my friend. You know I love you, and I know your wife's hot as fuck. And unfortunately, Caveman's the one that's got the nudes, and we didn't.
Yeah, thanks.
Ribs on us, kid.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I'll see if I can get you something for your eyes only on that number you sent me.
Does he not sound like fucking Tom Bean on the phone, though?
No, he does not.
Yes,
Tom,
he does.
Don't insult Tom
does.
Bean that way.
Tom Bean, yeah, don't. Those are
fine. Don't insult him.
So, Alan, I love you, buddy, and you do have my number.
All right, see if I can get you over something.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate
his dick.
It.
He's a one-way motherfucker.
I mean, that was a hard F. Please, stop.
I liked it.
Hello.
I did, too.
Fucker.
I think after this call, we'll say goodbye, take a one-minute break, and just keep this
say
bitch rolling.
Mind the another large Rice Krispie treat with some fucking
peanut butter. How good was that?
Yes. Phone lines blowed up.
I want to get high now.
Yeah.
Hello.
I want to go to the moon.
It's Trickney.
Hi, Trickus.
You okay?
Trickus, are you
okay?
Sound
like you're hiding.
You all right?
Are you all right?
Bubba Light got you hostage?
They got you tied up? Because he does, that's hot.
Is he tied you up against an elliptical?
Cough three times if you need help.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Are you doing cardio against your will?
Of course, you need to do cardio against your will.
Has he got you at pre-court at gunpoint? Please.
Eating cookie dough on the elliptical.
God damn it, Ashley. If I'm going to do fucking 87 minutes, you're going to do them too.
Are you eating a whole sheep handful of cookies?
Are you and Bubba Light are like a big time thing, are you not?
Are you guys doing okay?
Yeah, we're great.
Do you guys blast a lot?
I mean, it's a long distance relationship, so you know.
Has he taken you to Madeira Beach? It's a nice beach.
No, Blitz.
It's a nice beach.
Blitz, stop.
What? I took Anna to Pasta Grill the other day.
Yeah, well, you haven't been to Madeira Beach.
No, we have not.
Very close to Madeira Beach.
And quite frankly, Aunt Blitz, I don't know
mucky.
That. I don't think that she's a Madeira Beach girl.
No, I'm not.
No, not you,
Anna.
Anna.
Oh, absolutely
Anna.
Not.
Exactly.
That is a one-way street. Well,
That's why I took her to Pasta Grill.
I know. Like, even if you guys.
We're talking about one-way street.
We went to the Don Cesar.
Talking about my butthole.
Even if you guys. Well, Madeira Beach is your butthole. We all
That's
know that.
That's what I'm saying. It's a one-way street.
Well,
exit
the fuck
only.
Is the Don
Cesar? You could even take her physically for lunch to Madeira Beach. That's not taking her to Madeira Beach.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Madeira Beach is a state of mind.
Do they have any vegan restaurants on Madeira Beach?
No,
I don't know.
Don't go to Madeira Beach.
Madeira Beach is bad.
Yeah.
Have you ever done Madeira Beach before, Ashley?
No.
Oh, you've probably done it. We've all done it.
Yeah, you got to dabble in Madeira Beach.
You've never done Madeira Beach.
I've driven just the tip of the car into Madeira Beach, and I was like, "Oh, city limits, gotta go."
You mean you got your ankles deep in the water and you didn't go out? You didn't go out. You didn't go out waist high into the water.
No, there were stingrays. I had to do the stingray
jellyfishes.
Shuffle.
Jellyfishes.
I had to do the stingray shuffle.
Yeah, you didn't want to get barbed.
Now do you go to Bubba Light or does he come here?
So far I've been coming up here, but I go home tomorrow. So.
Hold on now. Are you up there now?
Yeah, she's all tied up there.
Oh. Are you ball gagged and bound?
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, yep. Mm-hmm.
Is he at work? Is he working or sleeping right now?
No, he's sleeping right now. He worked last night.
Mm. Did he come home like around 4:30 or 5 and blast you? Just asking for a friend.
I mean, maybe.
Yeah, great.
I hope so.
But I didn't want to think that you guys got scammed, I promise. We didn't know
either.
It
was a joke.
I know.
Yeah.
Bitch, hold on. With the invite also comes the ring, so even if you were his plus one, you wouldn't got the fucking ring.
Right.
You had your standalone invitation, baby.
I know, and I'm like, I'm so thankful for it. I love my ring.
Don't turn a bad thing into a good thing. We love you, and we love Nick. We don't want that fucking
thing. We love you and your Trickney.
Hey, hold on, Trickney. You got to run interference for us. You got to keep him off of our fucking case. He gets crazy sometimes.
Right.
Well, that's the whole thing. I know, so you're welcome.
He'll get mad as fuck at somebody, you know, saying, I'm a goddamn bad bum, and then he makes me start fucking, you know, like, you got to keep him calm.
Right.
It's half your job, Ashley.
Ashley,
that's half your job is keeping Nick fucking calm.
Yeah, tie him up. Yeah. Untie yourself and tie him up.
He says he's not.
He gets shot out of a fucking cannon sometimes.
That's why we haven't heard from him in a couple of days. Motherfucker's tied up.
No, I haven't heard from him for a while because she's keeping him freshly fucked. That's
right.
Why. Thank you for that.
Oh,
otherwise, he starts making Instagram updates every hour.
Otherwise, I'd be like, well, goddamn it, but this guy pissed me off. I want him gone immediately. I'm just telling you that right now. Fucking cancel everything on him. Ashley, thank you, Heather Wiz. Hall of Famer. You know it's true, too. You know, goddamn, it's true. Well, goddamn, that guy said a bad word about one of my friends from 3 years ago. I'm going to get him canceled. I'm telling you right now. I got Bubba here in my speedo. But hello, Bubba. Bubba, I'm telling you right now, you got to get rid of this fucking guy. I can't take him another fucking minute.
All right, guys.
Creatine Travis and Iggy there. Creatine Travis and Iggy there. I'll try talking about fucking legend, but it ain't happening this time, Bubba. I'm fucking over this bullshit.
She's laughing because she knows it's true.
Yeah, I swear to God. Oh, don't have Iggy call me no more, man, because not even fucking Iggy can get through this one. I'm fucking
just
telling you.
Caribou Lou.
Hey, well, Blitz, when Blitz, here is the deal. What? When I really got some shit going down, I do call Iggy.
Yeah, you have to.
Creatine Travis and Big Red can handle most of the Bubba Army drama, but if some shit's really going down, I got to call Iggy.
Right.
And then Iggy's like special ops.
Right.
You're like, yeah.
Helps you bury the body.
And Iggy always seems to know, too. I'll be like, hey, Iggy, did you know the fucking Bubba Light's full, man? Oh, yeah, I sure do know. He's full fucking hot. Yeah, I know. Well, is it a legitimate concern? Well, kind of. Here's what happened. A, B, C, D, E, F, J. All right, well, can you calm him down? Well, I've been trying to keep it off your plate, Clem, but you know.
Mm-hmm. But you had to get involved.
And then Creatine Travis just tells me what I want to hear. Oh, it's going to be okay. It's good, Cuzzo. Right. It's going to be fine, Cuzzo.
Number one.
Cuzzo, yep. You're the best. Don't worry about it, Cuzzo. I got it all handled. Big me and Big Red. Fuck you and Big Red. Let me call Iggy.
Oh, yeah,
well,
no problem, Cuzzo.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Well, I don't want to listen. Let's just be honest. I don't want your number in any way, shape, or form. That would not. Well, I don't know.
Okay,
maybe
thanks.
Maybe I do need your number so I can blow in a bat signal in case he's really fucking melting down.
Right.
Trick knees.
No.
Go give him some head immediately because he's really wound up right now. And you know he gets in fucking Bubba Light. Tampa Terry is the one that just absolutely gets him to go fucking insane. And I'm like, Bubba Light, Tampa Terry's working you. Stop feeding into the deal.
Yeah.
Well, goddamn, I'm just telling you, he fucking said this. He said that. He said this. And he said that about a girl. And about that about a girl. And I fucking tell you that
on
right
Instagram?
Now.
Could you believe that?
Put this on fucking
Start
Instagram.
Start all that shit up again.
Start all that shit up again. I don't give a fuck if you got Iggy calling me or not. I'm mad as fuck. Am I right or wrong?
I'm not even going there.
And we, you know what? We love the fuck out of that little son of a bitch.
Of course.
You know that.
He's a fucking guy.
Original OD. He's got a big cock.
Does he have a big
God.
Penis?
All right. You guys have a great day. Right. I love you. Bye. And call you guys soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I think we'll leave it at that.
Are you farting?
No.
Lemmy's got to go.
I was stretching. Lemmy, you got to go for Will.
Yeah, sorry, Bubba.
But you got to disconnect us.
I do.
And then roll some tape, and let's do 15 or 20 on just an uncensored podcast that you want to put up today, or you want to hold on?
I'm going to put this up today, so if you're listening, if you just heard it, that's what today, and then I'll
You'll hold on to
we'll
this
see
motherfucker.
We'll see what happens.
You'll tease him.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we could shit to bed.
Yeah, it could be horrible.
And be like, you know what?
Just don't delete even, it.
Delete
racial
that.
Slurs.
Or Blitz could be like, you know what? We just did 15 what? Minutes of great, and I forgot to hit record.
Yeah.
No, racial slurs. Anna.
Yeah, Anna, Jesus.
Well, I don't know. We may let a little loose.
We can't run racial slurs, right. Even on podcast.
Right, we're not going to get high. This won't be the high show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this will...
I mean, we're going to feel good, but this is not going to be the high show.
Okay, well, here's the deal. We're saying goodbye now.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do a podcast. We don't know when it's going to be out, but it's going to be called the We're Not High podcast.
Okay.
We promised we're not, Blitz, we're going to call it that. We promised we weren't high.
Right.
Bubba Blummel.
But like coming up soon, we're going to do the We're High as F show.
Right. And that's not going
to be. I don't know if I'm
going
to be able to talk so much. Might just be staring into the camera.
That'd be the best thing ever.
Highest rated show there is.
Yeah.
Oh, because I'm not talking.
Yeah.
Lummy, see you later.
Bye, bye.
Everybody else, see you later. Wizzy, Jamie, Corey, Jeremy, Will, Bob, everybody. My girl, Dawn H., Trickney, everybody on my little Facebook family.
See you guys tomorrow morning.
I love you.
Bye.
And we will see you tomorrow morning.